I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Developers and East Moline officials will break ground tomorrow on a project they hope will attract lots of people, additional development, and money. 13 years after CNH closed its combine factory, construction of the bend on the mighty Mississippi will officially begin. Project manager Mike Vandehede from Great River Property says the $80 million first phase includes a 9-story Hyatt Hotel and more than 80 apartments.
For the success of the project, it had to go under a couple different alliterations because of financing. And all three of the legs to get the thing off the ground had to come together at the same time. So you had to get the city infrastructure financed, you had to get the apartments financed, and you get the hotel financed all at the same time. And that's $80 million worth of funding that has to come together, and that's not an easy task. So it took a lot of work to get all three of those things to come together simultaneously.
And investors sort of came and went, but it seems to me Mike Jacobs...
He's still in.
He's still in.
Yeah, the primary person funding Great River Property Development is Dan Murphy.
Dan. Has he been in since the beginning?
Hey, he has. He's very persistent.
And tell me some of the things that are leading up to the groundbreaking and why this is such a key moment.
The things leading up was the redesign of the hotel with the lounge on the top floor looking west over the Mississippi River. Picking Leggett, the architect that designed the hotel, to economically fit within a budget that could be financed. That Helmut Jahn Hotel was just a beautiful building, but it just wasn't realistic to finance that type of hotel and ever make it profitable. It was way too expensive. So we had to take a step back and go with a more Hyatt-approved design that has been proven successful at other parts of the country. So it took some time to get the plans together, working with Hyatt and Leggett on a co-branded Hyatt House, Hyatt Place Hotel, that the room rates would accommodate this area, the amenities would accommodate this area, and be economically feasible to build. They're working every day. They have been for months, and it's coming together very quickly.
There's so a lot of groundwork's already done?
Yes, all the groundwork. Yeah, they're okay. Yep. And I'll say this, the momentum for this project we've always had high expectations, and with the momentum of everything, the interest in this property has been amazing. I'll just say that.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's the largest flood-protected piece of property on the riverfront on the entire Mississippi. I mean, what isn't there to like to build something right on the river that you know will never flood? So, and with all the activity. And I'll tell you the other thing, the bridge being torn up for the next 5 to 7 years is actually a great benefit for us. It'll keep the people on the Illinois side on the Illinois side, and that's good for traffic, for people coming into Deer, Coney, those things. You know, they're not going to have to fuss with going over the bridge back and forth. So there'll be nice amenities now on the Illinois side that we've never had before, that the Iowa side always got to enjoy. Well, now the Illinois side's catching up.
That's project manager Mike Vandehede from Great River Property talking about the bend on the mighty Mississippi in East Moline. Tomorrow's groundbreaking will be held at 3 p.m. The 130-acre construction site is located north of River Drive and 12th Avenue and east of 55th Street. It's land the Moline Plow Company sold to Farmall in 1927 for a warehouse. You can take a look at a design drawing of the Hyatt Hotel at WVIK.org and get a glimpse of the 9th floor lounge. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News.